The Unicode Consortium. It may sound like the dark cabal of villains in a James Bond movie. They are not movie villains, but they do hold a lot of power over your text messages. The Unicode Consortium decides which symbols are standardized to all computers and phones. They decide which emojis live or die. Emojis, of course, are these little digital smiley faces, hearts, puppies, flowers, sunsets, ghosts, confetti, and hand gestures, among others. The consortium recently announced that they are considering 67 new emojis to be released next summer. Joining me now is the co-founder and president of the Unicode Consortium, Mark Davis. He also works for Google. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What is the process for considering and potentially approving a new emoji?
It's actually a bit of a new thing for us. Our goal is to make sure that all of the text on computers for every language in the world is represented. But we get a lot more attention for emojis than for the fact that you can type Chinese on your phone and have it work with another phone.
Yeah.
The basic process is we get a lot of requests. We get requests from individuals. We get requests from...
Wait, I'm going to stop you. An individual? So if I just felt that I would be able to express myself so much better if I only had an emoji for whatever emotion or thing that's happening in my life, I could just write to the Unicode Consortium?
You could. You could. However,
you would not write back.
Yeah, yeah. You could, and we'll take it and we'll put it in a list. But what we really like is for people to produce evidence for why this would be a popular and useful emoji.
But Mark, today, just on my phone, I found an emoji. It's a picture of a dragon head on a plate. So what was the case that someone had to make that a dragon head on a plate was vital to their digital language?
Well, a lot of these are pretty spurious. I mean, there are some older characters, for example. We got a lot of characters in from the original Japanese set. So the original Japanese set had, I think it's 722 characters. And a lot of those were kind of, let's say, quirky.
And those have just essentially been grandfathered in. Like, they're going to stay.
Exactly.
Okay. But now this, I hear you saying the standards are getting a little bit stricter.
Yeah. Well, basically, we try to get the highest priority things, the ones that would get the most usage, essentially. We don't accept certain sorts of things. So we don't accept logos. We don't accept living persons. We don't accept deities. These are sorts of things that we stay away from.
Are you a user of emoji? Have you found yourself being drawn to them?
I am, but I'm a user who uses emoji to accent.
Mm. You're not someone who will send an entire message only in emoji and leave it to the user to figure it out.
No. I did once. There was an interview where they were trying to do what would it look like if you tried to communicate everything in emoji? And so they asked me to translate what I would have said into emoji. And it's tricky. The problem is the same sequence of characters could mean wildly different things to different readers.
It's complicated, Mark. It's complicated.
Yeah.
The language of emoji.
Yeah,
we are glad you're behind the wheel. Mark Davis, he's the co-founder and president of the Unicode Consortium. We've been talking about emojis. Thanks so much, Mark.
Okay, thank you.